This morning, I'd like to talk about an issue that certainly we heard a lot about this last election in 2004. Red versus blue, the real cultural divide. Certainly the last two presidential elections, we had Gore versus Bush and Kerry versus Bush, have shown a clear divide in the country, as you see up on the screen. This division between red and blue states, between middle America and the South and the Northeast and the West Coast. It is a reflection of a very real cultural divide in this country. Some pundits have suggested that it is a divide between liberals and conservatives, both politically and religiously. Some view it as a values war between pro-life and pro-choice on the question of abortion. Some view it as a divide between traditional family values and gay marriage and the homosexual agenda. Some view it as a morals war between the hedonism of Hollywood and mainstream conservative America. Some view it as a divide between the Eastern liberal media that controls major Eastern newspapers and liberal television stations, and the rise of conservative talk radio like Rush Limbaugh and the emergence of Fox News and its conservative commentators. Some people view it as a political and economic divide between those who love big government and believe in socialism, that the government is there to tax and support us from the cradle to the grave, and those who believe in individual freedom, that we, the people, are the government, and that free enterprise and capitalism is the best economic policy. But this morning, I want to suggest that all of these things are merely symptoms of a much deeper cultural divide in this country, and that the real cause of these symptoms, expressed in different ways, are merely a reflection of the ultimate divide that lies at the heart of America's debate. ABC News recently aired a Nightline segment with Ted Koppel that highlighted what I believe to be the real cultural divide in this country. And it is over the question, the most basic question that every human being must answer. For how you answer it will determine everything else in life. How you answer this question will determine your value for human individuals. It'll determine your basis of morality. It'll determine your meaning and purpose in life and your ultimate destiny. It is the most basic question that anybody can ask. Yesterday, I was speaking in Dallas, Texas, to 1,000 people at a worldview conference. And I shared with them that, you know, all of us have a worldview. All of us have a philosophy of life, how you perceive reality. And for every person here to be intellectually honest with yourselves, you need to answer this great question, and it is the question of origins. Are you, as Time Magazine recently said, an accident evolved out of slimeology? Or as Discover Magazine said, we've all come from pond scum. Or are we a unique creation of God, as Genesis says? You see, this question of origins, which is being aggressively debated in school districts across America, including Cobb County, is really what divides America both politically and culturally. As Dr. George Wald, professor of biology at Harvard University, who won the Nobel Prize, writing in Scientific America on the origin of life, he said, "When it comes to the origin of life, you only have two choices." He said, either man is an accident and evolved through evolution. Or he said, we are a unique creation of God. He says, there is no third alternative, and you can't even think of a third alternative. You see, folks, when you come to the question of origins, there are only two choices. Please understand this. Either you are an accident, evolved from slimeology, or you are a unique creation of God. There is no third alternative. You see, the founding fathers of this country understood this very clearly. When the founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, in the preamble, they put it at the very start. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. You see, the founding fathers of America understood that our whole basis for freedom and liberty as human individuals came from the fact that we are a unique creation of God. I ask you this morning, you know, would it make a difference If the writers of the Declaration of Independence had said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are descended from monkeys, endowed by pond scum, with no moral absolutes, so that they can live morally any way they choose, would that make a difference? You see, wherever evolution has become the dominant philosophy of a nation, man loses his value for human life.